Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. On today's show, Understanding Your Child's Sexual Orientation, we'll talk with the author of the new book, Coming Around, Parenting Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Kids. And we'll check in with Michigan Watch's Lester Graham about cuts to state cash assistant benefits to families all around Michigan. But first, lame duck. No, we're not talking about some odd, fancy Thanksgiving dish. Lame duck is a term for when one legislature meets after an election, but before a new legislature is sworn in. We're in the middle of one right now in Michigan. The crop of new and returning lawmakers will make their way to the Capitol to be sworn in come January. But till then, there is work to be done. Joining us now is Jack Lessenberry, political analyst for Michigan Radio, and Dave Eggert, who is the political reporter for MLive. Thanks to both of you for being here. First, let's start with a quick primer. Dave, how do these lame duck sessions differ from normal sessions?
The main difference is there's more of a built-in deadline for legislators. I mean, if they don't get bills passed and finalized and sent to the governor's desk by the end of the year, they essentially have to start over again. So that's where some of the pressure comes in to get something done on things that have maybe languished out there for a while.
And Jack, from your perspective and watching legislatures over the years, do things tend to get done with greater dispatch than they do during regular sessions?
Well, sometimes. There's an advantage in that. Of course, as Dave said, there's time pressure, but some of these folks, because of term limits, won't be coming back. Some of them have been elected for the last time and can't run again, so they have some pressure off. And others may feel that people aren't looking as closely now as they would be in January or in the run-up to the election. So I think they feel somewhat more liberated and also under somewhat more pressure to get things done.
Well, so we saw a quote from Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville, who said, it's going to have to be a well-orchestrated event once lame duck gets here. So now that this well-orchestrated event's underway, what are we seeing right now in lame duck?
So far, some of the top few things that seem to be at the top of the list are reforming Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. There's a proposal that would essentially end its tax-exempt status and turn it into a charitable trust, or from a charitable trust to a customer-owned nonprofit. And that's an issue that will be heavily lobbied about in the next few weeks. There's been hearings going on for a number of months, and that's one that's definitely at the top of the list. Another one, the governor has wanted to reduce personal property taxes that businesses pay. This is a pretty big issue for manufacturers in the state who did not necessarily benefit as much as other businesses did from his business tax reform in 2011. So that's another one that's pressing for lawmakers. But local governments are concerned that they would take a big hit to their revenue, things that fund police and fire, other local services.
In fact, I just saw that survey that was done by the Ford School that a huge percentage, 67% of local leaders say they don't trust the state to follow through on full replacement revenue absent some kind of guarantee from the Constitution. So there doesn't seem to be a lot of trust on behalf of the local leaders toward the legislators. Does that surprise you, Jack?
Oh, not at all, given the revenue cuts they've had in recent years and other record of betrayed promises. The legislators would say, well, it couldn't be helped because of the recession. What I'm looking at most heavily here is whether they're going to attempt to come up with a replacement for the emergency manager law. Now, that was the, Public Act 4 that was on the ballot. We had a referendum on it at the election. It lost. It was a lot closer than the constitutional amendments, but it lost nevertheless, and there's a strong feeling on the part of the governor and some other folks that some kind of replacement is needed. The tricky thing is they have to come up with something that doesn't appear to be flaunting the will of the voters, but is strong enough to give them the ability to deal with the 8-million-pound elephant in the room, which, of course, is the city of Detroit. There's a great anticipation that at some point the state is going to become more actively involved, have to become more involved in running Detroit, and they need a better mechanism for doing that.
Jack, from your perspective, that is a delicate balancing act. What do you think the new law, what form should it take?
Well, that's really not for me to say. I think it certainly needs to give whoever the emergency manager is the tools to effectively do what needs to be done. There was a lot of criticism because this law gave them the power to void union contracts. The current emergency financial manager law that it's reverted back to, this is a law stemming from the 1980s, gives the emergency financial managers a lot of power, but not that power. So the governor could argue that this only lost because everybody was saying vote no on all these amendments, but whether politically he can do that or not is a dicey question. So the trick is, can they do it in lame duck? Now, it also should be said that the governor wants to get some of these things done because while he'll still have Republican majorities in both houses next year, the majority in the House is going to be substantially less. So on some issues, if a few Republicans break off and side with the Democrats in the House, the governor will lose. So it's better to get this stuff done now.
I think Jack's right that, you know, the governor, you know, part of the concern about the law was that it overreached and took too much power away, and you know, the issue of voiding union contracts. The last I heard the governor say is he wanted to take some of the parts of the law that he felt were not as controversial and put those in there. Some of those are things like, you know, he likes the newer law, the one that was repealed, because it had, like, he felt had more early warning mechanisms that could tip the state off further in advance that some of these local governments and school districts were on the cusp of financial problems. So I think you'll see some of those, that sort of mechanism language, maybe added into whatever sort of bill they come up with.
Jack, you touched on this a little bit in your previous answer, but can we go a little bit deeper with both of you? How do you think the election helped shape this year's lame duck session? Just what dynamics from November 6th are going to impact that? Dave, what's your thoughts?
One thing that it will shape a bit, the direct impact of the election, is there's been a debate in Michigan about the Affordable Care Act and the health care exchanges. And I think you've already seen some movement from House Speaker Jace Bulger and other Republicans that now, yes, they are interested in implementing a state-based exchange. There had been a lot of resistance to that ahead of the election. I think people partly wanted to see what would happen if the president would be reelected or if the Republicans could take the U.S. Senate. Now that that law is definitely here to stay, I think you're seeing more Republicans that are willing in lame duck to work on a bill that would help the governor run a state-based exchange instead of having the federal government do it.
There seems to be a bit of a rivalry between the governor and Attorney General Bill Schuette. The governor wanted these exchanges set up before the election. Bill Schuette told the legislators, don't do that because we know Romney is going to be elected and he'll get rid of Obamacare. Well, that didn't happen, and so Michigan's a little bit scrambling behind to try to come up with one of these exchanges by the time of the deadline. I think the deadline will be extended, but still they're having to do it on a catch-as-catch-can basis. I think the election, by and large, it was a good thing for the governor, and it gives him some leverage in lame duck, precisely because the majority, he will still have a majority, but it's going to be reduced, and it helps him make the case you need to do this stuff now. But not everything will get done. They're talking about doing an impossible list of things. I've seen about 12 things they've talked about doing in lame duck. By Christmas time, we should have a good idea before Christmas how successful the governor was.
Jack, Dave, thanks so much for being on the show.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Dave Eggert covers politics for AmLive, and Jack Lesenberry is the political analyst for Michigan Radio.